Hi, my name is Annette, and I have been a lifetime network member at Planned since the 90s. I have grown and gained independence through the support of Planned. On my podcast, Net. Work, my guests will share the stories and connection and their experiences with Glenn. Hi, Dallas.
Hi, Annette.
I am delighted to have you on my podcast today.
Thank you. Pleased to be here.
Can you introduce yourself
Of
to
course.
the listeners?
I sure can. I'm Dallas Hinton. I'm a retired high school teacher and university teacher, teaching band and computer science. I have a daughter who is now 35, going on 36. It doesn't seem possible. And she has Down syndrome and lives in an apartment around the corner with the assistance of a 24-hour live-in.
My first question is, how many years have you been with Pat?
It's almost 20 years now.
Wow.
First joined up in, I can't remember whether it was 2001 or 2002, but it was just around that time. And I worked with Al Atmansky on the newsletter for a little while in the old office that used to be on Canada Way, just east of Boundary.
I remember that.
Yeah, that's going back a ways.
Yeah, that's when I first started with Penn.
Okay, so we're about the same time then.
Yeah. Yep. My second question. How did you get involved with Penn?
Well, I don't remember what initially started us with it, but we somehow found out and signed up as whatever the lowest level membership was at that time. And then our daughter had a stroke, and while she was at Sunny Hill, we had a presentation from Plan about their whole program, and we realized that it was what we needed for Nora, so we signed up big time, and that was where we were at. We've been members ever since.
Interesting. My third question: what it is like to be a board member?
That's very rewarding. I've been a member for about 2.5 years now. This is my second 2-year term. And I enjoy knowing what's going on and being able to contribute to Plan and meeting people that I probably wouldn't otherwise meet. And just generally being involved in the workings of Plan and how it all comes together. It's one of the ways I can give back to the system without having to spend a fortune.
Yeah. My first question, how long have you been with a board member for?
Oh, about 2.5 years. The term starts in September of each year, and each board member serves a 2-year term. So I started in September of 2018 and just rolled over into my second 2-year term. We can only serve 3 2-year terms, and then we have to retire for at least a year.
Oh.
Which is good. It means new blood coming in.
Yeah. My fifth question. Can you tell me about your band?
Sure thing. The band is currently, it's called the Vancouver Concert Band, and it runs somewhere between 50 and 70 members.
Wow.
It started way back in the 1950s as the Kerrisdale Kiwanis Boys Band. And over the years, it's grown, and some people have grown out of the band because the age limit was 18 and formed their own group out of that, which went through various names and became eventually the Vancouver Concert Band. I haven't been, I was in it as a child and then rejoined in 2002, early 2002, and have been playing with it ever since. We play a wide range of music, marches through orchestral transcriptions, through pop classics. There's several of us who write music, so we have a number of pieces that we've written ourselves. We're currently working on a transcription of ABBA.
Oh, wow. A
collection of ABBA songs, which I think is going to be quite nice.
I like ABBA.
Yeah, I do too. And I play clarinet. And one of the things that keeps me going in the band, and my wife also plays clarinet in the band, and the conductor is very cooperative toward people with handicaps. So Nora, our daughter, plays in the band also, although she only has the use of one real hand. The other one doesn't work very well for her. But she plays along, and he adapts the music as necessary and makes appropriate adjustments to get the wheelchair in and out, that sort of thing. So that's a big incentive for us to stay with the band.
Aren't you going on tour?
We've never done that. Too many of us, I think, have jobs. But we do a number of public concerts when things are normal. Traditionally, we play a Christmas concert down at the International Village. We do a lot of old folks' homes concerts, and most of those are not open to the public, of course. We've never, in recent years, never rented a hall and tried to sell tickets. So it's really more of a rehearsal and fun group. We're not trying to make money at it or anything. It's a community band, so we have people at all levels, from retired professionals like myself and the conductor, and people who've only been playing a few years and they sort of play every first note in the bar and watch the rest of them go by.
Yeah,
we do the old folks' homes as a public service, which is you know, part of our reason for being.
My sixth question: how did you get to know about Plan?
I don't remember. Somewhere in there, I saw something or heard something, fell across a newsletter. I just don't remember at all. But then I went to the office and said, "What's this all about?" And Al introduced himself, and we talked a while. And I thought, "This is a good thing." And then there was a presentation at Sunny Hill while Nora was there, recovering from her stroke, and that sold us on it.
Oh, my seventh question: What made you want to join the board of Plan?
I'm not sure. Generally, a desire to give back to the organization because they've done a lot for us. But I enjoy helping people, and this was a good way to get involved and do that. I have a lot of experience in some areas that seem to be lacking in the board, so it was a good chance for me to fit in and provide some help.
Thank you, Dallas, for joining me today. Tune in to my podcast where I interview another member of Plan.